Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking to hold you by you today. And I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. All of you that are new to the broadcast, we want to welcome you today as well. Folks, we have a great show lined up for you today. But before we get started, we'd like to give you a little information. If you would like to check out our broadcast and everything that's going on, feel free to go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. If you'd like to be listening on a live show, you can dial in to area code 323-580-5712. If you have questions or concerns, you can email us at cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And feel free to follow us on Twitter. And at Twitter, you can reach us at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVAR, at C Mr. Motivator. Our broadcast today, the next big thing. What is the next big thing? Folks, we want to look at issues that a lot of us are grappling with today. For instance, are you planning for college? Are you overworked and underpaid? Have you recently been laid off, cut off, and pushed off into unemployment? Mr. Motivator and guests will explore opportunities and feed your mind with insight, motivation, and inspiration. Mm-hmm. Now, as we say always before we get the show started, get out your pencil, a pen, some paper, because we're going to give you something you can use. And for those of you that are sitting in your recliner, that's right. You put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. When we do a show that covers a lot of territory, our staff look for people qualified to come in and help us in these particular areas. Again, with the help of the staff, our vote was unanimous for the particular guest that we have on the show again with us. We want to welcome our guest. Not only does our guest have experience in corporate America, our guest is a successful businesswoman and entrepreneur. She's the host of one of the number one blog talk radio shows, Let's Talk Truth. She's an author. She is a poet. She is an advisor, a mentor to many. She's talented. She's got a great personality, charm. Let's welcome the lovely, the smart, the beautiful, the witty, the one and only Mr. Lawrence Bullock with Let's Talk Truth. Hello, Lawrence. How are you again today?
I am absolutely wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful today.
Well, thank you for joining us for the broadcast. I know you've been doing some traveling and you got a lot on your plate, and you hired some more staff at the Let's Talk Truth Network. But again, thank you for accepting the invitation to come back and to cover a subject that I think is very vibrant, the next big thing.
The next big thing.
Go ahead, Laura. Let's tell us what you feel about
it. That is so awesome because everyone now, I feel, is in a position to be looking for the next big thing. There's so many things that's going on in the lives of everyone. The economy is a certain way, which pushing the job market in different areas and different positions. So people are kind of sitting around wondering about themselves and, you know, wondering about what they're going to be doing for their livelihood.
Yes.
So I think that this is a time where people are looking for the next big thing.
Okay.
And we have to be in a position that we choose that next big thing. Choose it rightfully, that something's going to fit us.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited because I know I forgot to mention that you also are a researcher, and you are hired by companies and individuals to research a lot of projects and everything. And I'm excited for you to share with us the next big thing. But before you go in, talk to us about the next big thing, tell me something. I know you've gotten laid off before, but how do people feel when they get that pink slip, when they find out their job has just been eliminated? What do you think a person deals with, and what's one of the main things that they should realize is going to happen once they unsuspectingly get this news?
Well, I feel that people are human, and anytime something is pulled away from you,
yes,
for a second you will always doubt who you are.
Mm.
Now, I've been laid off once in my life, and that time that I was laid off, I knew I was going to be laid off. The company didn't know I knew, but I knew I was going to be laid off. In fact, I had known for months that it was coming to that point. But when it happened, I didn't give them the satisfaction of being the secretive person that got away with something.
Yes.
I let them know, I don't need to know all your ins and outs. I don't need you to lie to me about anything. Just give me my money and my severance pay and let me go. But if you are in that position to really know who you are, you will start to doubt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And some people become depressed.
Okay.
Some people will get to the point where they panic, you know, because I don't know where my next dollar is going to come from.
Okay.
And so they panic, and they go through a lot of changes. And so I just feel like when people go through layoffs, anything that pushes you out of your normal state, and it affects you in a way.
Yes.
And we have to prepare ourselves, I think, and that has a lot to do with how we're educated.
Okay.
We need to prepare ourselves because these things are inevitable.
Okay.
Nothing is consistent. No job is consistent.
Uh-huh.
So we have to learn how to prepare ourselves for situations like that, you know, and so we won't be all out of kilter, and we'll understand what's going on. So that's, you know, I just think we just need to know and be prepared for situations.
Wow, I agree with you. Now, and also, how do you feel about the money, Lois, when people get laid off? Do you think when they start their job, should they expect something to happen? And is there something that they should do with their money in particular? How is there ways they should manage your money? What's been a key to your success in it?
Well, what we really should do is learn how we should go into the job market, understanding that this may not be a forever thing.
Okay.
And we really need to go into where we have our, it's all a part of how you're being taught. A lot of us aren't taught to be, to expect anything. We aren't taught to save. We aren't taught to look out for those things. Uh-huh. I can remember my parents saying to me a long time ago, we always have to put back for Mr. Hard Time.
Okay.
And a lot of us, being young, we thought Mr. Hard Time was a person. But we realized that that just meant sometimes things are going to get difficult.
Okay.
And you still want to be able to eat, and you still want to be able to function, and you still want to be able to pay your house note. You don't want to be put outdoors and things like that. So it has a lot to do with how we mold our children and mold the young people and how we're molded ourselves, that things are not going to be consistent. We do need to prepare for things like that. We don't need to spend everything. If we get a check today, you don't spend that whole check. We have to fix our lifestyle. Don't overdo your lifestyle.
Okay.
If you make X amount of dollars, get the car that falls in that category, get the house that falls in that category, furnish it accordingly. Because some of us are so, we're billed, we have bills that just exceed our paychecks.
Wow.
And that's not a good thing, because when we get laid off, then what are we going to do?
Wow. I love what you said just then, because I think a lot of people are in tight situations because they exceed their paychecks. They have more going out than what they actually have coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And because I heard, and I was getting ready to ask you that, I heard some students in the classroom talking the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of the students said the minute they get their first job, they're buying a brand new car. They're going to get a top-of-the-line car.
Uh-huh.
Now, what is your advice to? Because it seems that it's the norm in order to be respected or to be accepted with your peers, to be accepted in society,
mm-hmm.
you have to get that new car. Even in some church or religious organizations, you're expected to have the new car if you're going to be accepted or in a position that people will want to invite you in. They're going to look out the door to see what you're driving. Now, what do you have to say about that?
Well, first of all, I say that people need to be geared to people have to be geared to know who they are. And if you don't know who you are, then you'll try to keep up with the Joneses.
Oh.
You'll have to do appearances sake.
Yes.
But you shouldn't do that. You should never buy what you want based on what someone else has.
Okay.
You just can't do that. And a lot of young people are, you want a new car, but you don't realize the first thing is you have to pay for that joker.
Yes.
And that payment comes every month at the same time.
Yes.
And so this is why you find during income tax season, when people get their refund, they'll take that refund and go pay it down on a car. January, February, they buy a new car. Then April and May, guess what? That the car goes back to the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to the dealership. So this is what we have to understand. And because, you know, there's so many repossessions. So what has happened? That's your credit. You know, that when you have, so your credit is ruined because you had to have that new car. Instead of buying a car that you could pay for and get it over with, And because young people don't know how, what word do I want to use? When you have a repeat payment every month, you get sick of that. You get tired of it.
Yeah.
And after a while, you stop doing it.
Yeah. And then sometimes emergency things happen.
Yes.
Put you in a place where you can't do it.
You can't do it.
They may cut back hours on the job.
Exactly. So everything you do that you do based on the job market, you're crazy not to think about yourself.
Well, what would you say to a person that feel like, hey, my family, my friends, they're making fun of me driving this old car. And so if I buy an old car, they're going to talk about me and they're going to crack jokes about me. And
I would just wonder who are these people that makes that, who has that great impact on you.
Yeah.
And I would say if you laugh about what I drive, buy me something. And then buy me a car you want me to have. You want me to have.
Yeah.
Just buy it, pay for it, put it in my name and hand it to me and shut up. Otherwise, I've never been a person that worried about what other people think of
me.
And that comes to, you just have to be confident. Who are you? And that person that's out there laughing at you, they don't have anything themselves.
You're right. I like what you said, what you use, be confident in yourself. Because I've heard some students say, hey, I want a real pretty girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, you know, and nobody's going to be notice me if I'm in an old a raggedy, beat-up car with raggedy seats. But but the way I look at it, if that person sees something in you and they have respect for you and you don't have the most expensive car in the parking lot, that, to me, that is the person that you should welcome into your life, because that person is not looking at the material. They see you as being awesome.
Yeah.
But I think so many people get caught in to the material aspect of it. And if this, you got people that are attracted to you because of your nice car and how much money you carry,
mm-hmm.
do you think those people really care
about
you?
No, they don't really care about you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care about you. And I think that when we get to the point where we lower ourselves,
mm-hmm.
to think of other people based on possessions, what they have,
yeah.
then it's something sadly wrong with us.
Wow.
It really is.
You are so right. Definitely. Now, another thing I would like to think about or pose a question on you, a lot of people experience denial.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, there's fear. They just freeze up once they find out they've been laid off. Their world has changed. And I know you're going to say, hey, we have to get beneath that. And one of the things that I've heard you talk about many times is prospecting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us about being a prospecting and how to be a master prospector. I know you've mentioned it many, many times. What are you saying to that person who's been laid off, and what does prospecting have to do with that?
Well, first of all, I grew up looking at Western movies. You know, I'm old school.
Okay.
And in these movies, you find that people were prospecting for gold.
Okay.
They're out there looking for gold.
Yes.
And they're out there looking in areas that's known to have gold there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out there, they're looking, they're prospecting for gold, and sometimes they find it, and sometimes they don't. Well, what we have to do in the job market,
mm-hmm.
is, first of all, look in the areas that fit our expertise,
mm-hmm.
or fit our skills.
Yeah.
A lot of times we're looking for jobs. All we base it on, I just want to make the money.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can't just make the money. If there are other factors you have to consider. Do I Am I driving a distance? Is it going to cost me? How much is it going to cost me to go from home to where these jobs are?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you take that into consideration, what you make doesn't absolutely mean anything to you because you're spending more for daycare. You're spending more to get to where you're going. You're spending more for all these things. So we have to look based on what's best for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like teaching someone to read.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't read from one book. They may get more out of being able to comprehend reading from another book, depending on what their interest is.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do the same thing in the job market. A lot of people love to drag their friends. Come over here. Let's go over here and look for a job. Let's go over here and look for a job. And all the time, that won't work.
Mm-hmm.
It won't work. You have to basically look at you, look at your skills, look at what you have to offer, and then look for something that they can offer you in return.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Now, I know you work with a lot of the youth as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've ran into you numerous times, and you have a lot of the kids. You take them to the libraries,
mm-hmm.
and you have them in there searching and everything. So give us could you give us some examples that people can go to do their searching, and tell us why do you send children and you send adults to the library? Tell us why.
Well, because there are several resources there. This is what you have to be
mm-hmm.
resourceful.
Yeah.
In order for you to be resourceful, you have to go where those things present themselves.
Okay.
So we do that. A lot of everything now is done on computers.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, all households don't have computers.
Mm-hmm.
And the library is a place that you can take advantage of a computer and other resources.
Yeah.
That, you know, it kind of encompasses a lot in that one location. And young people don't have the transportation all the time, so if they go and house themselves in a library, they can take advantage of all of the resources right there.
Wow. That's beautiful, because I've seen the success in your children, which are now young adults. They have awesome jobs, and a lot of the people that have worked around you and a lot of the youth who you've trained on in different facilities,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them have awesome jobs. And I think I would like to say, I hope I'm not going too far, that their success has a lot to do with you pointing them in the direction of where the prospect at,
mm-hmm.
and where to get the resources
where
to get them in those doors.
That's so true. One thing that I want people to understand,
mm-hmm.
a job has to fit a person.
Mm-hmm.
You may have the skills to do it, but you don't have the personality for certain jobs. I was working with a lady that has an agency.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her looking for a job for a young man. And she said, well, we can get him on at this McDonald's. And I said, it's not going to be a good fit for him. I said, he needs to work in an environment where
mm-hmm.
he doesn't have to come in contact with people.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, if he's got a problem, then he needs to take some classes. And
wow.
Really, that has nothing to do with him. See, we don't know where these young people come from. We don't know what they've been in. We don't know what they're coming out of. But they still deserve the right to work and make a living.
That's right.
So you have to, when I'm working with young people, I get to know them. Personally, I get to know them on a level that I can say you can work with people and you can't, you know?
Yes.
So we have to keep that in mind when we're sending them out and and teaching them how to be resourceful.
Yes.
And that's what I mean when I say you need to work according to who you are. Because this young man that I'm talking about, he doesn't have a lot of tolerance for people. Mm-hmm. And you know how people can get. We're adults and people get on our nerves. So he doesn't have a tolerance for people.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't need to work at a McDonald's.
No.
He needs to, because he'd be fired probably the first day his temper went off. So, you know, I just hate to hear grown-ups, especially adults in leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make a kid suffer without a job until they go through attitude adjustment or anger management or whatever. I think that's really horrible to try and put somebody through that.
I agree with you on that. I think you brought some light to that area, because we got to find the job that fits us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we don't have personalities that go with certain jobs, that is a door automatically just closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for making that point. People need to hear that.
Yes.
They need to stop trying to force themselves or others to go into something that does not fit them.
That's right.
You cannot wear a suit that's four times smaller than your actual size.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Another thing I'd like to ask you about, speaking of suits, you mentioned in the material, some of your materials, that dressing for success is important. Now, could you briefly tell us what you mean by dressing for success? Are you saying that people can dress themselves out of a job as well as dressing for the job?
Absolutely. Let me put it like this. We have different ways in which we dress.
Mm-hmm.
We dress, we do our hair a certain way. We put different colors in it. This is what society sings. You see a lot of the singers, a lot of the little rap artists. They have, their hair is pink, their hair is orange, purple,
mm-hmm.
all different colors. They sag, you can see a young girl's tummy when she comes into the room, or all of these things is what society deems as being ordinary,
mm-hmm.
but not in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get off in corporate America doing that. I don't know of anyone that's going to go into corporate America to a Fortune 500 company, walk in to be interviewed with hot pink hair.
Yes.
And, you know, different things. Like now, young men don't dress in shoes. They wear tennis shoes with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe one would go to a corporate office and apply for a job wearing tennis shoes.
Yes.
You know, so there are ways to dress to actually make someone look at you as a business person.
Okay.
And so that's the difference. If we dressed the way I go out to a club, then that tells that person something about me.
Uh-huh.
And 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't get hired.
So you saying the earrings and the noses and the jewelry
all
and the tattoos all over their skin?
It's a turnoff for corporate America. And you can't get young people to understand that. There are only certain jobs that's going to hire a female, and she's got piercings in her jaw, piercings in her lips, piercings over her eye, every place, male and female.
Yeah.
All of these piercings, and it's a sad state that they feel that bad about themselves, that's what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe that a person who gets tattoos everywhere and piercings everywhere is something sadly lacking in their life. That they're looking for, and so we have to learn how to dress ourselves. that we might be successful and looked at as a business person. You can be, let's take somebody that a lot of young people are familiar with, Puff Daddy.
Okay, yes.
Let's take Puff Daddy, for instance.
Okay.
When Puff Daddy first started out, before he developed his business skills, when he first started out, he started out just like everybody else, looking like everybody else.
Yeah.
The low riding pants, all this. Now, every time you see Puff Daddy, he has on a suit.
Yes, he does.
Look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z don't look like he looked when he first started rapping.
No, he don't.
So a level of maturity will let you know if all the money Jay-Z has can't get him a business deal looking like that, he had to change. What are we thinking? We don't have money.
Yes.
So we have to learn how to dress for success. We have to learn how to pull our pants up.
Okay.
We have to learn where your waistline actually is. And some people will pull the pants up on the waistline, put the belt on, but it's so loose it's going to fall back down again,
yeah.
And they think that that's all right.
Yeah, I have a young man to tell me, he said, hey, Mr. Jeffrey, I think I can dress like Lil Wayne. I like the way Lil Wayne dresses, and he's successful. He makes a lot of money, and I want to dress like Lil Wayne. What would you say to that?
I would say, can you rap like Lil Wayne?
Mm.
That was Lil Wayne's season. Is this your season?
Yes.
See, people don't understand what worked for Lil Wayne may not work for you.
Wow, you're right.
And that's what we always base what we want on, what somebody else has. And that is so horrible, because do you know there's a season that worked for somebody back then and it's not working now?
You are so right.
Okay, let's look at the tobacco industry.
Okay, that's another good one.
Way back in the day, it was all kind of cigarettes, commercials, mm-hmm. on TV, in mm-hmm. magazines.
Yes.
I remember the Territon cigarette commercial.
Yes,
where the man with the black eye.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather fight than sleep.
Yeah, that's right. That was a
well,
big
if you
back
think
then.
You can do that now, there are no cigarette commercials on TV, so that season has dried up. So why would I try to sit up here and do a jingle for a cigarette commercial?
That's right. You would be out of work.
Exactly.
People would be laughing at you.
So this is what I'm saying. We have to learn. We have to really put ourselves out there. What worked for Lil Wayne won't work for you.
Yes.
So, you know, until we can get that in our heads, it's not going to be a good thing.
Wow. You are so right. I agree with you 100% on everything that you said. Now, speaking of the next big thing,
mm-hmm.
I think it's time for us to go to move forward and to talk about the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the next big thing. What will future hold for the next hot job or the hottest job in the market? Where is everything headed? Some of the things that people wanted to do years ago, those doors are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no more opportunities in the city for making a lot of horseshoes.
No.
Okay, they have machines that make the horseshoes. Okay, the technology is so advanced. When I grew up, and probably when you grew up too, there were people who did this as a profession. They were professional well diggers.
Mm-hmm.
But can you find an independent professional well digger now that they have machines to do it, right?
Yeah.
They don't need a man with a shovel to go down under the earth.
You know, we're talking about the hottest jobs.
Yes.
Now, this is my belief.
Okay.
I believe the hottest jobs come about based on what the future holds. Now, you know, and that's just me. Okay. I believe that there are studies done, feasibility studies, to determine what's going to be hot, you know, in the years to come,
yeah.
our future. Now, I was looking at I did some research, and I was looking at the hottest jobs for 2013.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us what the next big boom is.
And this came from a company called Kelly Services.
Okay.
Now, Kelly Services has been in the market for job placement for a long time.
Yes.
So the hottest job, the number 10 job that they have listed is psychology.
Psychologist, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now,
that's one of the hottest jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Let me tell you why I believe that psychologists made the rating. I believe that it made the rating because of the social economic disease that's going through the country.
Okay.
No one is sound. No one is solid. There's no peace in anything we're doing.
Yeah.
We're hot today, cold tomorrow. So we're not sound in what we do. We need help. We need someone to keep us focused and stable. So who better than your psychologist?
Okay.
It deals with the mind, deals
yes.
with the head.
Yes.
It helps you stay. Your psychologist helps you stay focused. I don't understand it, but I will say this. I'm a degreed psychologist. But I wouldn't give anybody a dime to help me out.
Well, I didn't know you had a degree in psychology.
Mm-hmm. But what I don't understand, because let me tell you why I wouldn't pay me to help me.
Yes.
Because your help is going to come from within you.
Mm-hmm.
You will eventually solve your own problem, and all you have to do is just sit down and tell your problem to yourself over and over again. Eventually, you'll come to the proper conclusion. I'm not allowed to gear you in any direction.
Okay.
You know, I'm helping you out with your state of depression or whatever it is state you're in that stops you from reacting normally. I can't say, well, walk out there and just hang yourself. Or I can't say, well, lay down over there and kick 6 times and it's done. Because that's my way of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, and your way of dealing with it, where is it going to come from?
It's going to come from within.
Within you. So all you have to do is just the same way you're talking to me, talk to yourself that way. And if you feel foolish talking to yourself, write it down. But because of our weakness as a person, as our weakness as a whole, as an individual, this is why psychologists will have a job in 2013.
Wow. Let me ask you another question. What's the growth rate in that area of a psychologist and what is the growth rate and what is the salary ranges for people that go into that?
According to this survey that was done, the growth rate is about 19%.
Okay.
And the average salary is like $75,000.
Wow. Well, like because I have a friend, his daughter has her master's in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And she's working on her PhD, and
mm-hmm.
she's in another year she'll have that, And I didn't know this was such a hot area. So very hot. So she picked a great place to get her degree in.
Exactly.
Okay, well, wow, man. Well, let's move a little bit further on down the road. What's the next big thing that people should be looking at?
Real estate.
Real estate, huh?
Let me tell you something. It says that your residential and commercial real estate appraisers. Now, real estate has to do with property, land.
Okay.
You will never duplicate land. It's going to always be valuable.
Yes.
It's going to always need you to make it workable.
Yes.
So a real estate appraiser, whether it's residential or commercial, will have a job in 2013.
Wow. Now, what is the growth rate in that particular arena, and what's the salary?
The growth rate on it is like 22%.
Wow, that's a big increase.
And
oh yeah, I got
the compensation for it hovers around $82,000.
Yes.
Wow. $82,000.
Now that's decent money to work with.
Very decent.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Now let's move on to the next big thing.
Okay. The next big thing is computer and IT analysis.
Okay. What's the growth rate on that one?
That's like 36%, and that salary hits around about $130,000.
Wow.
Because, I mean, everything is going technology, computers. Computers are gaining strength.
Wow.
And in order for those computers to go, it's going to take some expertise to keep them going.
Well, you know, you and I, we have a close friend who's also a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that John, that's his background, working in the IT area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that explains why he receives the amount of money that he receives, because that's a high paying job.
Of course.
And I was going to ask you now, I don't know if this is what you have to say about this,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of students in right now are going taking classes to go in being a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about do you have any information about the pharmacy and what happens? Is that
pharmacist, medicine,
mm-hmm.
big bill
mm-hmm.
for 2013.
Wow.
That's one of the next biggest things you can get involved in.
Oh, it is?
With the push on healthcare.
Yeah.
And if you notice, there is a drugstore or Walgreens or CVS opening on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to look around and you say, are we going to be dying here? Or is that going to be But with the healthcare industry and the way people take care of their health, the things that we're eating, everything that's going downhill, our bodies, we need medication.
Wow.
So that's a powerful, powerful field.
Got you.
And
what's the money like? What's the salary?
Oh, man.
Is it $20,000, $30,000?
Oh, no. It's hitting $100,000.
Wow.
$100,000.
So that's why we get a lot of students with a
25% growth rate.
Awesome.
People are going into that field because that's the money. That's where the money is.
Man.
And the demand, wherever the money is, that means there's a demand for what they do.
Folks, are you listening? if you have you don't have a problem with helping people get their medicine together,
mm-hmm.
this is a great area to go into.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving right along, what's the next big thing?
Market research.
Really?
Yeah.
A market research person, they make, what's the growth rate in that particular field?
About 20%.
Really?
And they make over $130,000.
$130,000?
Yes.
For market research?
Market research. You've got to know what you're working with. Somebody has to pull those numbers together. Somebody has to pull that stuff together. So that market research analyst, that's what you do. That's how you go into areas that, and you're not going to make sure you don't fail at what you're doing.
Yes.
So you need someone to do that research and to put all those numbers together so you'll know exactly what you're doing.
Wow. So if you're a numbers person, you don't have a problem doing a little research. That would just be like a kid in the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And make a lot of money doing it.
Wow.
Over $130,000.
Over $130,000 for Mark Evans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just amazed at the money that they're starting these people out with.
Right.
Okay. Now, what's the next big thing?
Now, really, that physician's assistant.
Physician's assistant.
You may not always get to talk to the doctor, but you can definitely talk to his assistant.
And the doctor's assistant, I call them the second field.
They make good money.
Well, what's
the demand is becoming great.
What's the growth rate?
About 50%.
What?
Mm-hmm. And they make like over $140,000.
Over $140,000.
And like I say, all of this has to do with demand.
Yeah.
The demand is getting great for people in that field. It's a wide open market, and they're doing it, and they're making good money doing it. That's another hot thing for 2013.
Wow,
just hot.
Man, I'm impressed. Okay, what's the next big thing?
Human resource professionals.
Human resource professionals.
Yes.
Now, aren't these the people that are involved with the policies, the issues, the hiring and the firing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
and the reason they're becoming in such demand because it's a lot of lawsuits going around.
Okay. All right.
People suing for everything.
Yes.
And if you don't have someone in your company that know the rules and know how to implement those rules, people are suing all the time.
Mm.
So companies protect themselves, and they pay very well to have the proper human resource professionals representing their company.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think there are people that still sue for discrimination and various things in those
discrimination, they did this for him and didn't do it for me. People are suing for everything.
Okay. So a knowledgeable human resource person is a valuable asset.
Uh-huh. I remember when I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
a hurricane... every hurricane was named after a female. Okay?
Yeah.
Someone got ticked off about it. And why no men are named? Why there are no hurricanes named after men? So these are potential things that people don't want to get sued for.
Wow. And I was told a long time ago that if men and women, they had to watch how they compliment each other. And just if you told somebody she walked in and she looked nice, wow, now you look nice, you look sexy, that's grounds for discrimination.
Yes, that's grounds for being terminated.
Yes.
But people are taking things so out of context.
Yes.
You know when someone is being sexually harassed.
Yes.
But if somebody tells me I'm beautiful, I'm going to say, thanks. I'm not going to worry about it.
I hear you. A compliment is a compliment.
Yes. Right?
Because with people being, a lot of them being egotistical and into themselves,
mm-hmm.
a person must really appreciate something about you. They like your outfit, or they like the way your hair looks, to compliment you,
mm-hmm.
and to get upset and want to sue somebody because they compliment
yes.
you.
Yes, how horrible is that?
It's sad, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay, Lois, well, what's the next big thing that's on your list?
One of the next big things is your financial advisors and portfolio managers.
Oh, the money people.
The money people.
Now, do you have a financial advisor for Let's Talk Truth?
I have a little something, you know.
Okay, you got somebody to help you in that area.
Yeah. Because you need to know where to put every dollar to make it count.
Yes.
You just can't put all your money in your pocket.
Well, do you think some companies, especially small businesses, and maybe some large organizations, because they don't carefully get the right people in those
mm-hmm.
kind of positions
mm-hmm.
as they make money to make sure that money grows for them, do you think they suffer as a result of that?
They absolutely. And so this is why now we have too many companies that's in trouble. They didn't do everything like they were supposed to. They have people who are companies who are in trouble, small businesses, that they're in trouble for taxes and things of that nature. So, yes, people need financial advisors, and they need them bad. Whether or not they use them is two different things, but they absolutely need them.
And what's the growth rate in that area?
The growth rate in that area is about 25%.
And how much money do they make?
About $100,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000 just
yes.
to help somebody manage their money.
Yes.
Okay, what's the next big thing?
College professors and administrators.
Okay.
And that projected growth on those about 30%.
Uh-huh.
And the compensation is dependent on the area and your specific job.
Okay.
I really don't think personally
mm-hmm.
any thing in the education realm, college professor, administrators on down, I don't think they make the money they should make.
Yeah, it is a demanding
job. It's demanding, and I don't think everyone gets what they should have.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, get into down to number one.
The number
What's
one.
What's the number one next big
Number
thing?
One, software.
What?
Engineers.
Software engineers.
And designers.
Software engineers and designers.
Yes, and that's coming in like at 46%, the projection.
The
growth
rate is 46%?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they make around $85,000. And there's going to always be a need for software.
Yeah, you're right.
As long as there are computers, it's software.
Computers, and they we're going to always have to update them, right? I mean,
you have to upgrade, and you upgrade to stay competitive.
Yes, because if you don't upgrade, if you don't stay competitive, your competition is going to leave you way behind. Is that not right?
Leave you way behind.
Yes.
And then after a while, you'll find things that become so challenging, and you'll end up closing the doors on your small business.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you got your small business, and you have your horse and buggy, and everyone else, they've moved up to automobiles,
mm-hmm.
and it's taking you a while to get down the highway, and they're there in just a few seconds.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I tell you, you have really given us some great, powerful
mm-hmm.
projections and what's out there, what the next big thing is. So all
mm-hmm.
those people that listen, tune into the broadcast today, now they have some place to aim at and not waste their time looking at trying
mm-hmm.
to go someplace where
and
the book
not
is
waste,
dried up, huh?
Not waste your education.
Yes.
Because there's no sense in me going to be a doctor if I'm going to be a doctor's assistant.
Yes.
It's a lot here talking about the next big thing. There are a lot of things that encompass in all of that. First of all, figure
mm-hmm.
out who you are.
Okay.
And then head for the hottest job market.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thank you for that. You are absolutely right. The other question I'd like to ask you, after since we've assisted some of our viewers today and looking at the next big thing and where the money is and where it's hot at,
mm-hmm.
tell us what winners always have a plan with action steps.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what can we do to develop a good plan, and give us an example of an action step that will help us move towards achieving these goals.
First of all, one thing we can do is tune our education to what we're going to do. Streamline your education.
Okay.
I firmly believe some of us go to school too much.
Yes.
Why do I need why do I need a bachelor's and two or three master's degrees?
Yes.
I don't need that. So one thing that will help us a lot is to tailor our education.
Okay.
Based on the job you're seeking for you.
Okay.
I won't say based on the job market, based on what's right for you.
Yes.
As an individual.
Yes.
This is something you're going to have to make it personal. It's got to be personal. You cannot do it broad spectrum. You cannot do it an overall deal for everybody, because it's an individual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And individual careers are individual.
Yeah.
And if we don't see it that way, then we're not stepping in the right direction.
I'm with you. Now, what did you say to people that give up even? They're quitters. The minute something doesn't go right, they just drop it. They go back to school and take something else. They get discouraged and they'll drop out and go take that. They'll work on a job for a short time, move
mm-hmm.
to another job for a short time. And what do you say to the quitters that come out?
That people need to stand still.
Okay.
They need to stand still. First of all, a lot of things, I believe that what you are really geared to do and what your purpose to do in your life
mm-hmm.
is not going to be easy.
Okay.
It's going to give you a little, if you're pushing, it's going to pull.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna, you're pulling against each other.
Yes.
You and your thoughts. You're gonna pull against each other. So one thing about focusing, you just don't have time not to focus.
Yes.
You don't have it in you. There's not enough things in the day
mm-hmm.
that's going to assist you in an area that you don't own. You have to own your career.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a part of you.
Wow, it has to be a part of you. So the other question I'd like to ask you, what can a person do to visualize their destiny? How can they know what they want to do is going to take them to their purpose, their design in life?
Because
all this fit?
It fits in because what's initially in you to do,
mm-hmm.
that you must seek after.
Okay.
I tell everybody that God puts a little sticky note in you. Whatever that little sticky note has, that's what you need to move toward.
Wow.
And don't give up on it. Just keep pushing it.
Keep pushing it.
Keep pushing it.
Awesome. And do you think they should get them a picture and what they want and put it on the wall?
I think they should write it out, put it where they can see it daily, so that they will not, whether it's on the wall, in your car, whatever you need to do, put it there where you're constantly reminded of your purpose.
Wow.
And just work it till it happens.
Wow. Yep, did you hear that? Folks, I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. It looks like we're out of time. And, Lord, thank you for coming on the show with us to be an awesome guest and to give out such beautiful information. And we hope for you to come back again. Folks, this is I'm Mr. Motivator. I'm reminding you that if you see yourself as you want to be, get a picture of yourself. Dare to dream. And keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. This is the Mr. Motivator Show. We thank you for tuning in with us. We look forward to being with you again this time next week. Have a great week. We love you. And tune in with us again for another exciting show here on the Mr. Motivator Show. Thanks for tuning in.